This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group and the Public Square app. On my radio show, Breitbart News Daily, on Sirius XM Patriot, every weekday 6 to 9 in the morning, and we simulcast the second 2 hours of the show for free on the FirstTV.com channel 347 on DirecTV, FirstTV app, Roku, Pluto, FirstTV everywhere. So we talked a lot about social media today because there was a big hearing yesterday where the Senate Judiciary Committee just crushed these social media CEOs and just yelled at them for like 4 hours. And we got a really nice conversation about whose responsibility, or who's to blame was the word we used. Who's to blame for the evils of social media? Social media companies, or does the responsibility fall on the parents? And I think the answer is yes. So Dr. Sebastian Gorka says it's yes. Social media companies know what they're doing. And by this point, parents should know too. Doesn't make it easy necessarily for a parent to make the right decision when it comes to their kids or their own social media use, but it's obvious at this point. Really great conversation. And I thought it tied in so nicely to, and we didn't mention this on the radio, but so nicely to this week of Jonathan Edwards from 1716, his list of 70 resolutions. Because my main goal with the social media conversation is I just want everyone to be intentional with whatever decision they make. I want it to be an intentional decision. I don't want it to be someone tossed to and fro like an infant in the waves, just like going with the flow and pulled out by the riptide and being like, what happened? Like, I want everything to be intentional, whatever is decided. That's all. And that's the theme of Jonathan Edwards here. So let me go through a couple more of these. I think we'll stop with these, this group. Resolved to study the scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same, the knowledge of the scriptures. Like, I'm going to study these so intentionally that it's obvious that I'm growing. Resolved to strive to my utmost every week to be brought higher in religion and to a higher exercise of grace than I was the week before. Again, intentional improvement. Resolved always to do what I can towards making, maintaining, and establishing peace when it can be without overbalancing detriment in other respects. Resolved never to speak evil of any, except I have some particular good call for it. It's good.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Right, like things that are evil, of course, need to be called evil, but there's got to be a good reason to say it so. Resolve to inquire every night as I'm going to bed, wherein I have been negligent, what sin I have committed, and wherein I have denied myself. Also at the end of every week, month, and year. Are you noticing a theme here of continual, intentional self-improvement? Resolve to ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly in any respect have done better. Resolve that no other end but religion shall have any influence at all on any of my actions. Wow. And that no action shall be, in the least circumstance, any otherwise than the religion end will carry it. Than the religious end will carry it. Wow, no, nothing but religion will influence my actions. Amazing. Resolve never to allow any pleasure or grief, joy or sorrow, nor any affection at all, nor any degree of affection, nor any circumstance relating to it, but what helps religion, helps becoming more like Jesus. Resolve never to allow the least measure of any fretting, uneasiness at my mother or father. Resolve to suffer no effects of it so much as it in the least alteration of speech or motion of my eye, and be especially careful of it with respect to any of our family. Wow. So I'm not going to cause any grief to my mom or dad, my speech or motion of my eye. 1716 is talking about rolling his eyes to his mom. Resolve to endeavor to my utmost to deny whatever is not most agreeable to a good and universally sweet and benevolent, quiet, peaceable, contented, easy, compassionate, generous, humble, meek, modest, submissive, obliging, diligent, and industrious, charitable, even, patient, moderate, forgiving, sincere temper. And to do at all times what such a temper would lead me to. Examine strictly every week whether I've done so. Go ahead and rewind 15 seconds and hear all those adjectives again. Resolve not only to refrain from an air of dislike, fretfulness, and anger in conversation, but to exhibit an air of love, cheerfulness, and benignity. Benignity, just like a kindness. So that's a lot. We'll stop there. Again, you can just Google Jonathan Edwards and Resolution 1716. You can find them all. But just to bring it back to social media, because that's the news of the day. What are we training our brains and our hearts and our souls when we consume, with whatever we consume, social media being part of it? What are we doing? What is the end of this? Are we being intentional with it? And it's interesting because Christians don't have the words for this. They'll frame it as something like a life hack. They'll be like, oh, you know, don't do, you know, dedicate only 10 minutes a day to this or whatever. And it's like your life hack. Or don't use social media till 8 a.m. or something. But a modern day life hack is always for greater productivity. Look how much more efficient I can be with my day and how much more I can get done because I have all these life hacks. It doesn't have the true end, which is to glorify God. Mike Slater, .locals.com, commercial transcript night before, or no commercials, transcript night before. Go to MikeSlater.locals.com, way more commercials. No commercials. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.